already been destroyed. But thanks for the opportunity and thanks for the questions. This is always a difficult, issue. This question about, I'm trying to summarize some of these questions that we got from people, that when information comes out, who does it benefit? And given the great differences in the standard for how people or countries report on this, and also in the different ways that open source society works on this, how do we ensure, or to what extent can we help facilitate that this supports the process of moving the world forward toward less reliance on nuclear weapons and eventually, of course, the goal of disarmament. And I'm not sure there is a sort of a simple answer to that or one standard. The big dilemma here, of course, is that the variety of players that are working in this field. And one thing I would warn against is to sort of let the perfect be the enemy of the good, so to speak. That in the issue of transparency, we don't need necessarily to get all the way or have a perfect arrangement before it is valuable. I think that is particularly important right now because we're in such a difficult situation internationally with so much tension and erosion of norms and standards and what have you, that in fact, the role and importance, I think, of non-governmental disclosure and analysis is becoming more important. And I see that personally in our work, from both sides, so to speak, that there's both a huge need to be able to respond to questions about what the status actually is of forces. When a country says we have an exercise, when a country says we have a new weapon system, we're bombarded with questions from around the world about, is this true? What does this mean? Does this increase or reduce the risk, et cetera, et cetera? The answers in that debate are hugely important for the public debate on this matter, even though in and of itself, it doesn't sort of bring the world closer to disarmament. Right now, frankly, I think there's a lot of emphasis and need to sort of help diffuse some of the issues. And I believe that increasing clarity, trying to increase clarity about what is going on, is immensely important. So I don't really share the point of view that, by informing adversaries of nuclear capabilities, you are therefore necessarily making things worse or the international situation harder or more difficult for the international situation to sort of diffuse tension and move the world closer. I think these are two sides of the same coin. I think it's very necessary to continue to inform and provide clarity about this so we can have a public debate. About OSINT being one-sided, organizational OSINT being one-sided, well, any analyst will, of course, look at data and interpret it. People don't have access to the same information. People don't have the same background. Some make mistakes. Some deliberately try to make mistakes because they want to miss or disinform. So there's a lot of different players in the public. And in the OSINT world, it is basically sort of, you graduate by fire in the sense that you prove yourself to be a credible source, given the limitations for being able to get to the actual information. So I think I wouldn't be too worried about OSINT information per se being biased. I think this is just a responsibility on anyone who reads it and reviews it to try to assess whether, you know, these sources are credible or to what extent. So self verification, if you will, by OSINT communities is very important. And to the extent that we can assist the international community of governments also by to have a debate about what the status and trend of nuclear force developments are, then I think it's a great benefit generally to the process of moving the world further toward the goals of reduced reliance on nuclear weapons and eventually disarmament. So not much of an answer in terms of details, but some perspectives perhaps. And I'm happy to answer any questions via email or whatever if people have other questions, of course.